Hey everyone, and welcome to episode 294 of the 8-Bit Geek. If you're new around here, let me explain what the 8-Bit Geek is like. It's a lot like Thanksgiving dinner with your family. You know, the extended family. The one with the crazy uncle who drinks a little bit too much, your aunt who knows everyone's business and is always on the phone, your cousin who just got released from prison, and then your grandpa who will just put you down constantly because nothing is ever good enough for him. You know. So your day is filled with nothing but arguments and stress. By the end of the day, everyone leaves and you just plop down on the couch, sit in silence. It's finally over. That's what it's like to listen to this podcast. I'm Jeremy. And with me today are two men who once made love to a turkey together.
And by that, he means eat a turkey together.
Yes, yes.
And we loved every second of it. Mm-hmm. I know, Jerry, you're in the other room. I understand that maybe the noises sounded like we were making love to the turkey. Just a lot of moaning. And
it sounded like y'all were just eating the shit out of that turkey. And I'm not talking about like big mouths.
I mean, it had stuffing, so yes.
Yeah, you ate the stuffing straight from the crack.
From the crack? Either way, I mean,
the turkey hole.
Unfortunately, Doug won the wishbone, so.
Yep. You know. But Kev's still here, so my wish hasn't come true yet.
Oh, here's hoping 2019.
Chudfu in the chat says, baked turkey or fried? I'm going to go fried.
I've never had fried, and I've always wanted it.
I changed my life a couple years ago when I went to family friend's house, and they were like, oh, we fried turkeys here, and I was like, I'll give that a shot. It is awesome.
My life was changed this last week when I went to Colin's mom's house and had Mexican for Thanksgiving. Never going back.
It's almost as bad as having jambalaya.
Oh, fuck off. That was some great jambalaya, dude.
Or gumbo.
It was my fault for overstuffing myself on jambalaya. But, man, it was so good. That was legit. It had, like, the andouille sausage. It had snow crab claws and legs in there. Oh, man, it was delish. It was the Doug mwah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so yes. Doug was right. Colin went to his mom's for Thanksgiving, and he came back, and I was like, how was your Thanksgiving, bud? And he was all like, well, we had Mexican food, so that was weird. And I was like, you mean like sides or like, nope, straight up all Mexican food. And I was like, what'd you eat then? And he goes, ice cream.
Taco Bell.
So I was like, you didn't have any, huh? He goes, yeah. So I picked up a bird from Costco for $6. Got some sides and everything, and then on Sunday night, we had another Thanksgiving dinner. So
there you go.
Yeah, I was like, "Here you go, bud. Make sure he's taken care of."
Yeah.
So
keeping those traditions, right, Jer?
All the traditions, the most important ones. And if you listen to the diner,
yeah,
you'll know what and
your
why.
Hashtag.
For those, oh God, I just took some water and I got an ice cube in my throat. So for anyone listening who hasn't checked out the diner this week, how was y'all's Thanksgiving?
It was awesome.
Not everybody at once.
No, it was mine was fine. It was, like I said, we went to a friend of Debbie's house, their house. And it was fantastic. It was really good food. And they had traditional Thanksgiving food, but they also had like tamales and arroz con gondules and pernil and like a bunch of stuff like that. I'm sorry? Yeah, so there was a bunch of stuff like that, and it was very tasty.
Okay.
And then we hung out at the fire pit afterwards.
Well, in the cool. fire pit? You hung out?
No, we hung out by the fire pit. And on the way out, I farted for so long, like it was one continuous stream, that I lost my breath. I don't know what that means, but I like let it go and it just kept going. And by the end of it, like I had to like kind of walk it off. I guess this is being old. This is getting old.
I've never farted to where I've lost my breath, Kev.
Dude, it was like a 7 second fart. I mean, it could have clocked in. Like I need a stopwatch. Like maybe that's what it, like I worked so hard trying to get it all pushed out.
Yeah, you're probably pushing for a while, you know, and so you were concentrating on that, so you probably just forgot to breathe.
That's probably what it was. Yeah.
Yeah. So it wasn't like
I forget to breathe a lot.
Well, you're just like. Oh Jesus!
Kind of like yeah. I was outside. I was loading in the leftovers, and like I just that was my chance to get away with it. That would have got away with it too if it weren't for you meddling kids.
Did your wife hear it?
No, nobody heard it because they were all inside. All right. I then tweeted it though, so because I needed the world to know.
Of course.
And then I let her know, and she laughed.
If you like that story, and you want more of it. Subscribe. we do a show every week. It's on Audio Boom. You can check it out there. And they pay for the bandwidth around here, so we always promote them first because they're our sponsor and we love them. Thank you, Audio Boom. You're the nicest company ever. But if you don't want to check us out on Audio Boom, you can always find us on Spotify, iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher Radio, and anywhere else that you find podcasts. You can also find us on social media at the 8-Bit Geek. And of course, we record this show live every Monday night right here on twitch.tv. Find us. This week, we're doing, I think today it just got announced, right? The 8-Bit Secret Santa.
Yeah.
The results are in. And everybody's finding out who their Secret Santa is going to be.
They should be, yes.
Or should be.
Or who they're going to be Secret Santa for.
Yeah, 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 Secret Santa for.
Hopefully they should be finding out who their Secret Santa is. It kind of defeats the whole fucking purpose.
Spoiler alert.
Should we just got the name of the person who's getting the Mega Bundle. Mm-hmm. Should we keep that a secret and allow them to be surprised by it? Or should should they know it's coming?
Then we just ruin it. Like I said, we just give away Secret Santa right there.
All right. No, we'll let them get their boxes worth of stuff and be happy.
Right. We're not Bill Gates here.
Hey, whoever you are, you're getting a ton of shit. It got purchased today. It's a mega load of fun stuff.
I don't feel comfortable with you saying that.
A mega load?
We're going to send our fans a mega load.
Well, that's what you're getting. So make sure you take pictures of it. And hashtag it. What was the hashtag, guys? Was it 8-Bit Xmas?
Mm-hmm.
Post it to social media. Use the hashtag 8-Bit Xmas when you start receiving your gifts. And then your Secret Santa can come out of the woodworks and say, I got you, babe. Boo-doop. Boo-boo. And then you can either say, awesome, my shit was amazing. Or you could be like, all I got were these Taco Bell packets of sauce. Huh.
Hey, man. Sometimes those come in handy.
I guess.
Just good to have in case of an emergency.
Sure. Whoever got me, I want a car.
You want a car?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I want a 2019 Honda Accord Sport Edition. So make that happen.
Well, hopefully Bill Gates isn't the Secret Santa.
Right. Man,
he'll just send you a bunch of Xbox stuff.
That's what he did. That's what he did last time.
He does that all the not yeah, you, but it, yeah,
he does it on the Reddit one. There's a lot of people who get sent a lot of video game stuff, systems, and you always see the big ones. The ones that go to the top are either one of two things: one, you got spoiled the shit out of, or two, you got nothing at all, and people feel bad for you.
Yeah, it feels bad, man.
Yeah, sorry, man. Sorry.
Yeah.
Let's see here. If you do want to get involved with the show, you want to do stuff like 8-Bit Secret Santa, you want to have fun with us, then hop on over to Discord. All right? We got a great community over there, people who want to be your friend, people who want to talk to you, people who you want to meet and meet up in real life and have coffee and whatever.
You know? See where that takes you.
See where that takes you. You could do that right over on Discord. You can find all the information on the website. We also have other shows on the network. We have 8-Bit Saga, Divas Drop Kicks and Dives, and guess what, folks? I'm happy to announce Brainberry Tarts has been on kind of a hiatus lately. Well, it's going to end soon. The drought is over. It's getting retooled, and the show is coming back soon. I can't give you a release date yet, but it's being worked on. A lot of cool stuff is on your way, so be on the lookout for that.
Yay. It was the first time hearing about this, too.
Yeah, me too.
Patreon, guys. What? You guys ever heard of Patreon?
No, what is it? Tell me more.
Oh, well, Patreon is a fun little app that allows us to give you more content for a minimal charge every month. Do you go to the gym? This guy's, you're part of the...
Do I go to the gym? No.
No.
Well, yes. Wait.
Yes.
Wait, what's the correct answer?
Maybe.
Yes.
I have a gym membership, but I don't go. But I still pay for it, but I don't go.
Great. Well,
I pay for his gym membership, and I sometimes go under his name.
Well, we cost less than a gym membership. Do you fill your gas car with gas?
When I can afford it.
Yeah. Currently, no, because it's on empty. God but damn it. You guys sometimes I do.
Say yes on all of this. Well, we're cheaper than gas in your car. Do you get food from the fast foods places?
Yes.
Well,
almost daily.
We cost only one meal a month for $5. As little as $5, you could get a ton of content that's really cool, like post and pre-shows from our podcasts and other cool stuff like comic books pages each 2 weeks from 8-Bit Saga. It's really cool. Also, we have a $10 tier where you can sign up and listen to the diner. I would like to announce that everybody listening right now can access all of the content for free. All of this week, Patreon content is free. Please head over to the website or go to patreon.com/8bitgeek. So that gets that out of the way, right?
Yeah. Also, there's exclusive 8-Bit Brawl content on there, which 8-Bit Brawl is coming back this Thursday, and it's going to be awesome.
Yeah. So all jokes aside, Patreon is a wonderful place for us to put some content on there for you guys to support us a little bit more if you want to. This whole week, we're doing Christmas in November. We're giving away everything on Patreon for free for this week, all content this week being released. So you have a daily show called The Diner. You have a review coming from the Brainberry Tarts. You also have a couple pages of 8-Bit Saga for the comic book. You have some exclusive content coming from Kevin. I think either he's going to do some original content with either another photo shoot, or he's going to do a Cooking with Geeks episode, or something's happening there. One of those things.
Something's always happening in my good old noggin.
Yeah. So make sure you check it out. It's really cool. It's really fun. And it allows us to do things like 8-Bit Secret Santa. It allows us to do things like going to cons, purchasing new equipment, and all that fun stuff to make this show even better. So thank you for your support, and go check it out. Next week, we'll be reading off names. I'll give Doug a week's notice.
Thank you.
All right, let's get into the show, the meat and potatoes, if you will, with Misconnections. Every week we take real ads from the Misconnections section of Craigslist. We read them in funny voices. They are completely real. We don't edit them in any way, although we do ad-lib a little bit, but we definitely can't make this stuff up.
Boy sees girl. Boy is interested in girl. Boy awkwardly stares at girl from across the room. Boy never approaches girl. Girl leaves. Boy swears they are meant for one another. Boy turns to Craigslist for help finding girl. 8-Bit Geek steps in. Welcome to Misconnections.
All right, this week, we've got some new voices coming at you. Last week we had a few people. We had Zektax win the Bits War. So Doug has to do Smokey the Bear. Merrick came in second place and chose Kev has to do Jer's creepy voice. Ugh. And then Lucy Stage Tech came in third place and wants me to do Shirlene Outlaw Country Girl. I don't fucking know. I don't know what this is.
In the chat writer says, I hate Lucy. I now have trust issues.
Okay, he's got beat out.
He was going to get that win. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, we do the bit wars, which you donate bits. Whoever has the most by the end of the outro song is the winner. And they get to decide what voices we do. So, again, it's by the end of the outro song is what we've, I think, officially declared as of last week.
As soon as it ends. All right, so, Doug, you're Smokey the Bear. And enjoy?
Yeah, I don't know, right? This is a tough one. So... Yeah. He's voiced now, currently, I guess, by Sam Elliott. So I'm going to try to do a Sam Elliott voice, which is tough because it's super deep, but also like kind of chill, you know? I don't know if you guys have seen him in anything recently.
You could kind of do that sheriff character remember when you were LARPing and not LARPing, but when you were doing the ARC.
I would pay to see Doug LARP.
Remember the sheriff that was in, or was it in Medieval or something like that? Some
what
game
are
you were playing
talking
where you
about?
Were in a role playing server, and there was a sheriff that was using
in the hot tub.
Oh, Bob, Bob, Sheriff Bob from that fucking what was that game? Yeah. So I mean, that was like a Sam Elliott voice. That's very true. Okay, yeah, that's what I was thinking of. So, I gotta get in the headspace. You were eating French fries with ketchup.
Oh, I like it. That was good.
Male for women. Mm-hmm. Mill Creek McDonald's. I came in for my normal Monday double quarter pounder with cheese, supersized fries, and a Diet Coke.
Because he's on a diet.
Well, I'm a bear. I can't have normal Coke. I'm a diabetic bear. That's one thing they don't tell you about. I'm not only a spokesperson for the Big Forest, but also for big diabetes.
Call Liberty.
As I sat down in my normal spot in the corner where I could watch people go through the drive-thru, I saw you. You had your back to me and were sitting a few spots away. It looked like you had just come from the gym. I think you had the new premium chicken sandwich, small fries, and a water. I love water. It's good for putting out forest fires.
God damn it.
Or maybe if it wasn't water, maybe it was one of those little kitty cups they give you when you ask for water. As I was squeezing out my 7 packets of ketchup.
Damn.
I saw that you liked ketchup too. That entranced me. At first I thought it was because I was a bear and I thought it was a lot of blood. But then I saw your method. One fry at a time, we'll get a little ketchup. Then you would lick the ketchup off and eat the fry. Sometimes twice on the same fry. Okay. I was mesmerized. Sitting there watching you eat was like watching a commercial in the ultimate HD.
I take it you don't get a TV out in the forest, so.
I'm still working off one of those 9-inch wireless ones, you know, with the big rabbit ear antennas. You bust your own tray and walked out. My food now cold, and I wasn't hungry. I never said a word to you. I wonder if you even saw me. I don't know how you could have missed me.
Yeah.
I'm an 8-foot fucking bear.
Wearing a goddamn, like, a sweet fucking ranger hat.
Kevin, I take my ranger hat off when I enter premises.
That's just a respect thing.
I guess so.
Show respect to the establishment.
At your local McDonald's.
It was the best meal I've ever had there. And all I ate was a fry.
Wow, that's love.
Yeah.
You rub your belly.
Go to McDonald's with your help. You and them can help prevent forest fires.
In the chat, they're talking about a new 8-bit Patreon content called LARPing. 8-bit LARPing.
Okay.
Hey, we also came up with a new one last night. Christopher Walken reading song lyrics.
Yeah, that was a fun stream.
Mm-hmm. Let's see. All right, this one's I'm gonna just tell everyone right now. This is gonna be terrible. This is absolutely terrible. Nope.
What the fuck was that? Is that your Bobcat Goldthwait?
Charlie. This is bad. Sexy chocolate woman for male, 37. The Big Lots, 7th Street Bell. You're a chocolate dream with dreadlocks.
Oh my god.
I told you you were sexy as hell. And you asked, can you get in my SUV? I wanted to say yes, but was with a friend. No, you'll probably never see this, but oh well. Charlene.
Oh,
that's that. Oh, and I'll never do it again. Bad.
Oh, I'm sorry. That wasn't recording. We need you to redo that.
Oh, no. The recording stopped.
All right. And Kev, I you're lucky, man. I gave you a short one to do the creeper voice.
Nothing's ever short with you, Jeremy.
That just sounds like Kev, like sexy Kev.
Sexy Kev.
I like that. Let's make a marriage deal. 25 NYC.
It just sounds like you're pooping.
That's
now.
New York City.
That's kind of what yours sounds like.
Oh.
He just needs to make it a little wetter.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I mean? There's some like like that. It's gross.
Yeah, get your lips wet.
Oh, I just wet the old whistle.
Now you're drunk, Alex Jones?
I need to get married now.
This is the worst.
For reasons I can't discuss here. Let's talk this deal out. Money, dollar signs. I'm handsome.
What?
Just finishing up my master's. I don't know if I'm gonna go home. Send a pic.
What?
This has to be believable. Please have a job. ICE asks for that.
This is just you constipated. Absolutely, yeah. Constipated.
Strategically sensible. If you were pregnant, we could say it's mine. Jesus. Smiley face. But you can stay in the line so I know it's a spam.
You die?
Spam. Conversations.
So some people said, Chetfi said, Alex Jones with a turtle head popping out.
Merrick with a frog says, head popping out.
Dr. Merrick says, well, I don't need to take an acid bath. However, I do feel like Kev needs more fiber in his diet.
That is a huge
two times a day. I'd say that's pretty good.
Kevin's taking says, J. Reezy Meanman. Jay Reasonman.
Jay Reasonman.
Oh, okay, my bad. So you got it. You got to.
No, no, I don't want to hear it. I already had to go through the pain of doing it. I don't want to hear it.
Let's make a marriage deal. conversations.
I said that.
Oh, did you? I didn't even hear it. This was a big day at the big week for the box office. It is the largest Thanksgiving box office ever.
There's a lot of good movies.
Ralph Breaks the Internet coming in at $55 million, grossed $84 in its first week. Creed coming in with $35 million, grossing $55 in its five-day weekend. The Grinch passing $180 million. And Fantastic Beasts passing $100 million as well.
Wow.
So, yeah, good shit.
Yeah, yeah. I want to see all of these.
Me too, and I never will.
Yeah.
Well, I will
eventually,
when they come
show up on someone's Plex.
When they come out to Plex. So.
Because I already, man, when I went to see Wreck-It Ralph, the first one, I already felt creepy enough being the only like older guy in the theater, and I wasn't shaved that day. And then, like, kids came and sat next to me, and I was like, no, this doesn't feel right. Because I was an adult watching a kid's movie alone.
It's not a kid's movie.
Made me feel
man.
Like a creeper.
It's not a kid's movie.
Wreck-It Ralph?
Yeah.
I thought it was a kid's movie.
Nah, man.
I mean, it's a Pixar film, isn't it? Or
yeah. Those are family films. Anybody can see those.
Yeah. Well, so I was there alone.
It's not like you went to go see Aladdin by yourself.
I saw Aladdin as a kid.
By yourself?
I would say you could see Aladdin.
Yeah, you're right. That was a bad example.
Yeah, especially a lot of these like remakes and stuff like Lion King and all those.
Holy shit. Yeah, I want to see Lion King.
Yeah, because those are movies from our childhoods that are being remade. So if anything, we should be able to see them more than these fucking kids. Am I right?
Right. You fucking kids have it easy.
Well, I saw a tweet that was just like me to my kids. This movie's for me. this ain't for you. This is for me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I'm so excited about these live action remakes. Get out of here. Good. People have been bitching about it. Not me.
I'm on the fence about Aladdin because of Robin Williams specifically, right? Like,
yeah.
And Will Smith has got very large shoes to fill as the genie. But like Lion King, like it's a great lineup as the cast. Mm-hmm. And I'm so excited to hear, you know, was it Seth Rogen and Billy Eichner as Timon and Pumbaa?
Mm-hmm.
Like, fuck
that's
yes.
Awesome. Yeah.
Donald Glover is Simba. And then James Earl Jones is returning as Mufasa. What the fuck else do you need? Like, this is great. So I'm pumped about it. And then the trailer, you know, the trailer was awesome. But then Mike sent the comparison one of like their shots in the new one versus the shots from the original movie. And it's just the same fucking movie based on those shots alone.
I watched the Dumbo trailer. Somebody in the chat, Ratty, says Dumbo. Don't forget that. I watched that trailer and almost fucking cried.
Yeah, that's Tim Burton, so I'm really curious to see just what he does with it. If it'll have that Tim Burton spin on it at all.
Can't wait to see what Jack Skellington does in the Dumbo universe.
Well, I'm really curious how he's going to fit Johnny Depp into this movie.
Yeah, he's in Dumbo.
He is Dumbo. Johnny Depp has Dumbo.
It's really an animatronic. He's inside Dumbo. And then when it cuts to him, he's got his clothes off and he's tapping a fan and he just goes, sure is hot in these rhinos. Sorry, it's the Ace Ventura 2 joke. When he's in the rhino, he's tapping on it. Sure is hot in these rhinos.
Deb says Johnny plays care. Dumbo's mother. But there are people obviously in the Dumbo movie that are like in a lot of Tim Burton movies, like Danny DeVito, isn't it? And there's, I think, I'm sure Helena Bonham Carter's in it. I'm sure.
Yeah. Man, I'm just still looking at the Lion King cast. I mean, there's a lot more people that I thought. Like, I didn't know Keegan-Michael Key. He's playing Kamari. John Oliver doing Zazu.
Yeah, John Oliver is Zazu, also perfect, right?
Beyonce is Nala.
Yeah, Beyonce.
Eric Andre is Azizi.
And the director is none other than
John Favreau. Mm.
John Favreau.
Oh.
So, and he did Black Panther. So
John Favreau?
Yeah. You know, the Jungle Book.
I hate you so much. The OG Black Panther.
Are you guys gonna watch Mowgli, the Andy Serkis version of the movie? It's coming to Netflix on like December 7th.
It didn't get me excited.
Right? I watched the trailer and I was like, okay, so it's not the Jungle Book. Like it's not they're not trying to say that it is. Mm-hmm. That it's, I guess, a continuation of his story. I don't even know if this story for this movie even takes place in the book, The Jungle Book. I don't even know if it's even a part of that at all. So I don't know. But yeah, it was just like, eh, do I care?
Yeah, I don't really care. I really don't.
Yeah.
I guess Satan's getting paid. Satan won a settlement with Netflix and Warner Brothers over his statue with Sabrina.
Did he?
Yeah.
I mean, I'm reading it, but I don't really say that. It says they had amicably reached a truce, mm-hmm. but also said it received hate mail from people concerning that it might wreck the show.
It says that they said
it was $150 million is how much they were suing for, but I don't know if they got.
No, they definitely. I'm sure they just.
It says they've settled
something like undisclosed amount.
Yeah, it says undisclosed. If you click the,
they probably got maybe at best a couple million.
A couple, I'd say they got like 20 to 50.
No, I don't think they would get.
Well, and also
they shot high with the $150 million.
It also says. While the terms of the deal aren't public, the temple said Netflix and Warner Bros. Have recognized the unique elements of the statue and the credits for already filmed Sabrina episodes. So I don't really know what that means. In the credits?
So like, are they just crediting edit them it? In.
Are they going to add it to the credits? Like
maybe. Brought to you by Satan. By.
And thank you to the Church of Satan.
Sure. Why not?
Do you think that they... Do you think the Church of Satan was sitting at the round table with Netflix and Warner Brothers and they're like, all right, everyone's just gonna sign this, and then they just were like, we'd like to sign in red, please, with your own blood, please,
with your own blood.
I think they sat there at the table and they said, hey, what's the deal? We all work for the same guy.
Yeah. I see what you did there.
Nice.
Dun-dun-dun-dun-dun.
Just kidding. I love Netflix. But hey, you know what? I also love the Church of Satan, so what the fuck ever.
There you go.
Mark Hamill once pitched George Lucas the idea to have Boba Fett revealed as Luke Skywalker's mother.
Yep.
I remember that.
Yeah.
And George went, nah.
Yeah. He was like, nah. I guess he was like, hey, we got to top this whole I am your father thing, right? And he was like, nah, we ain't doing that.
He didn't even know at this point when he apparently pitched that idea that he was the mom, I think, if I remember reading that, either his tweet or his interview or whatever it was. I think he was like, I didn't even know that the Vader was the father.
Yeah. That's probably why. So so George Lucas is like, I got a different idea for.
Maybe
it'd be funny if. Oh, what were you gonna say?
I was gonna say, like, what if he pitched the idea of Boba Fett as the mother, and then he was like, "Fuck, I never thought of that." But what if I put, what if I made Vader the father?
That's what I was thinking. That's what I was gonna go to. Yeah.
What if Luke was responsible for the biggest reveal in Luke, cinema?
Not even Mark Hamill, but Luke.
Yeah, they're one and the same.
I mean, the thing about, like, you know, Boba Fett also is that it, you know, it. It is kind of an ambiguous character in that, like, it could have easily been a woman underneath that suit. You
yeah, but I mean? We like, saw the behind the scenes photos. It's a big ass nerd.
Well, it was Jeremy Bullock. So, I mean, it was not a big ass nerd. I mean, because the dude's just average height. You know, he's not super tall.
The photo was
not
just
super buff, you know.
I think he's a big old nerd as
because
in, like,
he was like the glasses and he just looked like a big old
nerd.
It was
the 70s. Everyone was wearing big ass glasses, even Harrison Ford.
Yeah, but Harrison Ford.
I dare you to call him a big ass nerd.
He looks sexy though.
Yeah, still.
It looks like
you're saying Boba Fett ain't sexy.
No, with the armor on, I'd ask him to keep it on in the bedroom. Don't take that.
I'm about to say, you watch those words. I'll be over at your house in 45 minutes to kick your ass.
He's going to be like this. I just can't breathe. I'm going to take this off. You keep that fucking mask on.
You keep that on. The only thing that comes off is the card piece.
Oh, no.
Keep the weapons, the belt, everything on. Don't ruin this experience for me.
Use Deadeye. Take aim.
Shoot him in the face.
Just blast me in the face. That's the name of the episode. Take aim, use Deadeye, ..
There you go. You're welcome, Ed. Hey, t-shirt sales. That one's a cut.
Let's see. We've got some video game news, but before we get into it, I got to talk about a couple games that I've been playing.
Oh, yeah.
Did you just roll your eyes?
Who?
You.
No.
You just looked up real quick?
I didn't look up at all.
Oh. I just thought I saw you do this.
I looked from this monitor to this monitor, so you may have seen my eye movement back.
He went like this. Oh, that monitor.
He was like, and here we are. I played some Farming Simulator 19, guys. It's the first.
Fuck yeah.
It's the first time that I've jumped into a farm sim, and I got to say, it's pretty close to the real thing. You guys didn't
pretty
know.
Pretty close to the real thing? Like, when did you actually farm?
Every
he's
summer.
He's talking about this. Yeah, he's talking about this all the time, Kev.
You don't remember that my mom used to send me off to my uncle's farm in the summertime because she said it would build character?
And he would shovel, yeah, like cow shit or mm-hmm. horse shit or some animal shit.
Some animal shit.
I had to get the cows into the field and then put them back into the barn and shovel their shit and bale hay all day. And yeah, that was my life. I once fell off of a back of a truck at that farm because I tried to run as fast as the truck. The truck was going about 30. I thought if I jumped off the back of the truck and started running as fast as I could, that I could match the speed. It did not work that way. I instantly, my feet flew up and I slammed onto the ground and my hands were all bloody because it was just a rocky road. I'm not talking about the ice cream. but yeah, my hands were all cut and my uncle still took me and made me bale hay after that. Mm. Yeah, it was a crazy story. Did I ever tell you the story how he thought that I was sleeping with his wife?
Yes.
Yeah, I think so. Okay. I vaguely remember that. I don't think I knew that was your uncle.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was my uncle. So, yeah, he thought I was fucking his wife because his wife got naked in the pool. I could see how that could... I can see how that could be a problem.
Oh, man.
So
Farming Simulator 19.
So Farming, the fucking PR person for this game is going to be like, never again. Nope.
Yeah. No, they're gonna double down. That's going to be the quote on the fucking title. It's to say, my uncle once thought I was sleeping with his wife. Thank you, the 8-Bit Geek.
So, yeah, I mean, I can't wait for that DLC. So you've got your normal farming activities. Also, the activities after dark, where your family spouses will try to sleep with you.
Only in Farming Simulator 19. Get the mod now.
Just avoid the pool after 9 p.m.
I gotta say it's a pretty relaxing experience. I couldn't believe how it felt very zen. It was very zen.
Did you get the weed mod? The weed
LC? I don't think it was
the weed LC.
I don't think that was available yet, so I didn't get to do that. But they have...
That may be why it was so chill.
This is the first year that they have John Deere. They signed John Deere, and so this is the first year they've had all of their tractors and all their tools and shit like that.
He's an unlockable character.
John Deere.
If you build the perfect farm, John Deere himself will come out.
Wow, this here is a really good farm you got going. Yeah. I'm very proud of the things that you're doing here.
A lot of people didn't know this, but
Wait a minute, is that weed over there? Is that lady naked in that pool?
You trying to bang my wife? John Deere, no. This is the best review from Farming Simulator 19 I've ever heard. I'm just saying, I want to buy this game now.
John Deere is actually a 9-foot man.
Yeah. He's essentially Paul Bunyan.
The legend of John Deere.
But instead of chopping down trees like Paul Bunyan or whatever, he farmed all of America.
Turnips. He just loved
all of America. He got around.
So, I picked food and I farmed stuff. And I drove and I rode a horse. Essentially, this game was a better Red Dead Redemption 2 game. I think it won't get the credit that it's due because of the fact that it came out after Red Dead 2. But I guarantee you ride a horse and you're going to be like, this is way better than that bullshit game that I've been
Can't
playing.
Can't wait to see the comparison videos. How are the horse testicles in Farm Simulator 19?
Yeah, I need to know. People need to know.
It's really cool because you can mount another horse. That's something you can't do in Red Dead 2. No, you can't. You can't do that. Don't put that out there.
I thought you were turning this into an M-rated game.
I'm so sorry, guys, about this review.
No, but for real, I do want to pick it up. But
I do. I'm definitely interested now.
Like, I know that none of these things that we're joking about exist, but the you know, everyone, a good chill game.
It's a very chill game.
A fun one to stream.
It's something worth you know, picking up. Sometimes you sit down and you're like, yeah, I could go rob a convenience store in Red Dead 2, and I could go shoot some zombies over in Black Ops 4 or whatever fucking version of that game it is now.
Yeah.
But sometimes you're just like, man, I want to build a roller coaster, or I want to, you know, drive a semi, or I want to, you know, run a farm. Yep.
There's a lot to do here. There's a ton of shit to do. I even drove a fucking train. You could be a little conductor and drive around your city.
It's a mashup now for Train Simulator.
Well, I mean, it's essentially the train is like is on a track like your Christmas tree, you know, underneath there. It just goes in a circle. There's not much. You can't go to another town or anything. It's just, you're kind of stuck there, but still really, really chill, really relaxed. It was fun for what I did. There is a multiplayer aspect where you can join your friends and run your own weed farm, which would be pretty dope. So let's do that in the future.
Integrity Farms.
Yep.
Yeah. So Farming Simulator 19, I give you 5 fat corn ears out of 5.
Yeah. 5 out of 5. All right. That is your game of the year. All right.
It's going to be on my list. I also played Darksiders 3. The embargo dropped today.
Wow. Uh-huh. Okay. Don't leave us in suspense here, buddy.
The game feels like it was released in another era. Like, it doesn't feel like a game from 2018. It feels like a game from 2013.
Oof. Wait, why?
It's very simplified, okay? The mechanics feel very, very much like Darksiders 1, right? So it's almost like they it's almost like a copy-paste job. There's a swinging mechanic now, but it's very rigid. It doesn't feel fluid. And I guess that's the way I could say about most of this game. It's just very much caught up in a lot of ideas from the past. It doesn't feel fresh. It doesn't have anything that really pushes the envelope. Not to say the game is bad in any way. The story seems pretty decent. It's the gameplay isn't bad. I mean, it's polished. And so it does have fun aspects. It's you know, your classic beat 'em up, but it does feel like a game that just was, you know, they threw it in a time machine and were like, all right, just throw it into the future a few years and, you know.
Or they just stuck with their old ways instead of trying to branch out and form. They played it safe, I would assume.
Yeah, they really did. And it's really weird. I don't think that I could justify spending $60 on it. I think it has its place at like $29.99. So I don't know how much are they selling this thing for. Darksiders 3. How much? Yeah, they're selling it for $60. So I don't think that I'm on board with that for $60. Maybe if you're a fan of the series, then sure, pick it up. But I think that if they released it for $30, because it just feels like an old game, you know, and I can't say that enough. I give it like a 3 out of 5 for that one.
Okay.
So I want to play more of it. I haven't beaten it yet, but yeah. All right, let's get into some news. And the biggest news of the week is that Red Dead Online is coming out today, Tuesday, November 27th. So anybody who owns the Ultimate,
Yeah, so Ultimate Edition users get it first.
Oh, fucking boo.
Well.
And it's going to be open to everyone on November 30th.
Well, yeah. And then, so the drop-off is, it's Tuesday for Ultimate Edition owners. Wednesday for anyone who basically played it on day one. So if you played the game on day one, either between Wednesday or Thursday, you're going to be able to access the online. And then Friday is everyone.
I don't even have the PSN network subscription, so I won't even get to try it.
Yeah.
Well, wait till it comes to PC.
Yeah.
There you go. Or just get a free trial somewhere. Dude, those things are all over the place. If you want, I can keep an eye out for you.
All right. Keep an eye out for me. Maybe I'll give it a go, but I still haven't even sat down to fucking play this game since launch.
Yeah. No, I was talking with Debbie about this earlier. It's like, I've got kind of an issue with it. Like, I like the game, but it's not something I can sit down and play for a long period of time. I think I get frustrated with the missions really easily, or the time it takes to go between missions. I think it's kind of frustrating to me, and it's kind of keeping me from wanting to play the game more. It's really weird.
I think that's maybe our age and how used to everything being clumped together and easy for us nowadays with a game. Where missions are very much spread apart and it takes a long time to get to them, and you're just like, fuck, can I just fucking fast travel to it, please? You miss out on so much of that beauty that's in between those spots and the random stuff that could happen, which I really do love. I mean, that's the point, is for you to run across maybe a side quest that just pops up, or you have a legendary creature that you may find along the way. There's so much to do in the game, and I get that you want to go through the story and stuff, because I feel the same way. I'm just like, man, I just wish there was an option where I could quickly go through the story, but I get what they're doing and I understand why they're doing it.
Yeah. So, I mean, I think that's what's holding me back right now. It's just that, other than that, I think it's a fantastic game. I'm curious to see what it's going to be like playing online, but I think I'm going to try to finish the game first before jumping on the online portion of it.
Or it could be that you're stuck playing your game of the year, Fallout 76.
You know, like I said, I was telling you guys in the pre-show, I haven't played that game since they dropped the new patch. Like, so I haven't played in a good week or so. Weirdly enough, I've been playing a lot of, since I've been revving up for 8-Bit Brawl, I've also picked up a copy of WWE 2K19 on my PS4 because it was on sale this week. And so I've been playing all my, like, just enjoying it, playing the story mode and that, which is much better than it's been. So I've been playing a lot of that, and then I've been going with Call of Duty, which I've been terrible at, as me and Jeremy found out last night when we were playing.
Dude, I just gave up.
We were so bad. I think that's about it. That's all I've really been playing. Oh, and I got back into Final Fantasy 13 when they dropped that Xbox One X patch. I've got too many games on my plate as well.
Why don't you tell everybody this on Thursday on the diner?
Yeah.
Which you did. Maybe.
Yep.
Maybe.
So Fallout 76 is in the news because people are really pissed off that they paid full price for this game. And then on the Black Friday, it went down to $33. Yeah. And people fucking lost their shit because they're just like, I just bought this goddamn game and it's not even good. So Bethesda is giving everyone 500 atoms,
which ain't shit, really.
No. what like, can you do with atoms?
You use those to purchase just like outfits or emotes and stuff like that. Basically, like how Fortnite had their VC bucks. The thing is, the atoms are earned in game. I don't believe you could purchase them separately, or if you can,
you will be able to soon.
Yeah, probably. But otherwise, you just earn them by doing missions or doing daily challenges and stuff like that. You earn like 50 atoms or something like that, you know,
it's,
for doing.
It's kind of like GTA would do stuff like that. Like they had a server issue or they had an update that something went wrong or whatever. They'd be like, hey, sorry about that issue with the game. Here's $1 million for GTA Online.
Well, they did like, that. Yeah.
But that's like, that's actually worth it because you can actually go buy stuff with that and not just five. I mean, you know what I mean? Like you could go buy a lot of fucking gun. You could pretty much go buy every fucking gun in the game with that.
Yeah. Until it came down to buying like the big like helicopters and jets and stuff like that.
Yeah, or the apartments and all that stuff as well. Hey, but even then, like the most expensive apartment's like $2 million. So it's like, man, they fuck up twice. Cool. Mm-hmm. I know if I logged into GTA Online, I'd have like $20 million that they've just given me.
Yeah, probably. Exactly. Speaking of,
do you guys want to play some GTA Online?
Yeah, let me get that booted now, and maybe by next Monday we can play.
Okay.
Fuck yeah. I uninstalled that shit.
There is, Gambling Commission. A Gambling Commission study has come out that says video game loot boxes are a gateway to gambling.
No shit.
Almost 1 million UK children are affected. Duh. A study found that 39% of UK children aged between 11 and 16 regularly gamble using their parents' account or private with friends.
Mm-hmm.
Fuck me, man. Like,
Jesus. I was playing some game on my phone the other day because I do spend a lot of time playing like mobile games, and they have those ads and stuff you can watch it to get more wives or whatever. Mm-hmm. And there was one for like a gambling thing. It was like they had like video of people like with checks and stuff where it was like I won, $150 or whatever. And I'm like, this is like, it was like Angry Birds was the game I was playing. And it was like, you're advertising gambling like to like children. So, cause it's a free game, but you know, that means you have to like put money in somehow, obviously to win money. But then there's that part where I was like, fuck, I'm pretty good at poker. Like I could easily go fucking win some money.
There was a death threat to an in-game character in Hitman 2. You guys know Sean Bean, right?
Mm-hmm. The actor?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I mean,
I was waiting for an answer. I
didn't... Lord of the Rings, Silent Hill. Yeah.
Yeah, he's in every. He dies in everything that he does.
He does die in everything.
So he's known.
I've been watching Frankenstein Chronicles that he's in. I'm sure he's going to die at some point, but I don't know when.
He's just known for the guy in Hollywood who dies at everything.
Equilibrium. Yep, dies in that one too.
So somebody was banned because they made a joke about it, and they were implying that they were going to kill Sean Bean in the video game, and so they got banned for that. But after an email and some press, they said the ban was lifted and his account was reinstated. But I guess you can't take a joke too far, right, guys? On the internet these days.
Yeah, I guess so. Well, probably Twitch wasn't in on it. Yeah, they realized.
Yeah.
Stupid meme, and then they're like,
it's an in-game event, in part of Hitman 2. So the person saying like, "I'm gonna go kill Sean Bean." Oh shit! Mm-hmm. Not knowing that it was an in-game event, because now the event is live. And they're probably like, egg on my face sort of situation. Like, oh, fuck.
Yeah.
So Twitter was like, "I'm sorry, guys."
It's weird that we have to like. Yeah, in this kind of age, day and age, we have to watch what we say now. Especially like I saw one, and I don't know if this, but if it's fucking hilarious with the whole, like some guy got arrested for a bomb threat in a bathroom because he said I'm about to go blow this bathroom up, and it was just the way he used it. Somebody thought it was gonna be a bomb threat when he just meant he was gonna take a horrible
massive shit. Yeah,
yeah. So he got thrown in jail for it. They're like, well, what I meant to say was,
yeah, no, I went in there and I took a giant shit. I was like, I'm about to go blow this up.
even yesterday, Kev, whenever we were sitting there playing, and I text you, and I was like, what do you want to do? I said, you want to do something, or you want to shoot somebody in the face? And I was like, ooh, that could be interpreted wrong.
Yeah. It's like that Key and Peele skit with the texting back and forth, yeah, where they think they're getting each other angry.
Oh, you motherfucker.
Yeah.
I do that on the regular. That's my normal everyday. I showed that once to Ashley.
That happened tonight.
Mm-hmm. What do you mean?
Yeah. Jer wakes up at like 5 a.m., like messages us at like 5:45 a.m. and then gets mad at 5:50 a.m. when he doesn't get a reply.
Guess I'll just be here by myself, guys.
No, that joke's not for anybody. Okay, that's fine. No, because I just thought it was funny. Okay, I'm sorry, guys. Like, motherfucker, I'm going to sleep.
Yeah, Doug might still be awake. I am hitting the snooze until like 7:50.
I just want someone to talk to early in the morning when I'm laying in bed and I'm cozy. That's all.
Well, that's why we have a Discord. By the way, you can join our Discord today.
Ain't nobody up at 6 a.m.
Yeah, all the Brits.
Valve is discontinuing the Steam Link hardware, guys. So if you could get it now for $2.50...
Easily worth it. Yeah. Easily worth it.
I haven't used it. I fucking bought mine for $2. Never used it, Kev.
Yep, same. I think I got it for like a dollar or whatever it was.
So what else have you purchased in your life for more than $2.50 that you haven't used?
Well, there was one time in Vegas.
Well, there you go. Yeah, you can't talk about that outside of Vegas. So you at least have the Steam Link.
Yeah, it's just collecting dust. It's a paperweight. I had all these grand ideas of like, ooh, I can play my games on the couch. You know what, going on the fucking couch when you got a computer right in front of you?
Seriously.
Okay, so that's user error or whatever. That's not like...
Hey, Kev, that's why it's being discontinued, because nobody wants to play their computer games on the couch.
Oh, man, I don't know. I use it. I haven't used it like regular. Like, I haven't used it recently.
Right, when's the last time you used it, Kev?
Let's see.
2016, I did that one thing. I did that. Played
what
the
year
Lego.
Is it?
Exactly. So that's the reason why it's gone.
Oh.
Black Ops 4. Oh, God, this fucking game. They did such a great job with the actual base game, but now Activision is showing its true colors. Check this out. They're charging you $20 for two gun skins. And one of them you unlock immediately, but then the really good one, you actually have to grind for hours to unlock it. And they're doing this with all of their like unlockable content, right? They're making you buy these packs, and they cost however much money, $20. Yeah, I think that's, you know, how much like a skin that you could buy with a face paint and stuff, $20. And then you have to actually work to unlock it instead of actually unlocking it with your money.
That's so stupid.
It's the dumbest thing I've ever seen.
They took a step back with their black market this year. Mm-hmm. Like, it seemed like World War II was a lot more... I think they were a lot more reasonable when it came to this stuff. This one, they just threw it out the window. Like, I don't understand. I know it's different developers, but overall, you've got the same publisher and you're working on the same franchise. You've got to have some kind of fucking communication between each other.
I would not put this on the dev, Kev. I would put this all on Activision and the...
Well, but I'm saying, yeah, you could put it on Activision as well. But the thing is, because they're the guys who are forcing the devs to put that in there. But I'm saying, like, at least the market... on the, or they call it like the barracks or something, that in World War II was much more fleshed out. It was an actual area, like that was like a social area where you can communicate with people. You could open loot crates in front of other people and they can watch it, you know, stuff like that. Like, you don't get any of that in this new one. And it seems like that was a huge step backwards, but also with this bullfuckery of like having to pay absorbent amounts of money for stuff that's not even instantly unlocked. Like, it's ridiculous. Like, World War II had a lot more incentive to earn that stuff instead of having to buy it.
And you can actually earn that stuff in game too. Like, you can earn the in-game money in game for World War II. They gave you that shit. It's bullshit. It's just money grabbing motherfuckers, and I hate it.
Yeah, I mean, Activision's obviously, they ruined Destiny with that shit. Yeah. So
they don't care.
That's the way it goes.
Nintendo has come out and said, hey guys, we make over half of our yearly revenue during the holidays.
Of course.
And so why did I put this story in here? Because I needed a little fluff. We've been really light on news this week. So Nintendo makes money. There's your news story.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, and they've got what, Smash coming out this year.
Are you guys going to get Smash? I'm going to get it. Are you going to get it with me?
I don't think I've ever had a Smash game let me down. So, I mean, I'm going to probably buy it.
I've had fun playing it, but it's one of those I'm going to buy it. But then when am I going to play?
Well, that's true. That is very true in your word. Cause I haven't played a game with you in.
Well, how about this? How about this?
Maybe before Wednesday was boring.
Blakey is planning on running a tournament every single weekend of the month of December.
Is he really?
Yeah.
Is he going to be there?
He said he's going to be there.
He's listening to this right now. One solitary tear rolled down.
He was playing games with us last night. I'm going to give him shit because he deserves it. He was playing games with us last night. Golf with friends.
I saw the thing in Discord. That was so fun.
And he fucking disconnects, and then he types out and he goes, "Oh, my toe turned off the power strip, guys."
Yeah, it was weird. Never, he said, like, my toe in the keyboard,
and then never turned it back on. He just left for good. I'm like, so you're gonna come back, or I think he was bored with us, or maybe something came up, and he was just like, I gotta bounce.
Ryan triggered him. Ryan was talking shit to everybody in the room last night.
I don't think Ryan. I don't think Ryan can trigger anybody.
Ryan
with anger. He's such a lovely man.
So bitch.
Here you go. Here's another story that will blow your mind and your pocketbook. Star Citizen, the crowdfunding campaign has now passed the 200 million mark. Guys, why release a game when you could just sell a ship for $99 each? That doesn't exist. That's crazy. It's fucking crazy. And they made $1.3 million at their Citizen Con.
That's crazy.
I almost called it Citizen
Con. Is this game ever coming out? Like, I mean, and I'm not trying to say that facetiously, but have they given any kind of realistic date on to when it's coming out?
I see sometimes over in Discord, you know, it shows games that people are playing. I sometimes see Mo playing.
Well, that's because if you buy one of the ships, then you can get into the beta. And so you can play like just I could be wrong on this. And I know we have a huge, like we have a couple fans who are huge Star Citizen fans. So maybe you can fill us in, but I believe that you can only play like the space area of the game, which is like nothing to it. I don't think because they've been working on everything else. And so Squadron 42 is separate. They have like landing on planets and shit, but that's a part of like the version 2 game when they haven't even released version 1 yet. So I guess that they're tracking for a release. It was supposed to be released in 2014, 4 years ago, almost 5. I don't even have a date here. I guess the roadmap runs until Update 3.6, which is quarter 2 of 2019. So you can expect it in 2020 or 2021 to be released.
Yep, 2025, here we come.
That's right.
Oh.
Pretty much. Fucking Chudfu has it right. Star Citizen, Money Simulator. Fuck.
Pretty much.
Well, that's the show. That's all I got for you. I hope that you enjoyed it. Until next week, make sure that you... Oh, shit, man. This is a really, really sad bit war this week.
No, because they're all waiting until the song starts playing, and then everyone's going to start cashing in.
I don't think so, man. There's not even a number 3. Nobody. All right, that's the show this week. I hope that everybody enjoyed it. I'm Jeremy.
I'm Doug.
I'm Kevin.
Until next week, lots of love, hugs, and all that bullshit.